Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Okay, so this one might have some layers here. I am intrigued. Jessica, she wants to call it herself, and she's on the voice disguiser, and she's getting pregnant by a stranger. That we know. But now she's starting to see some red flags, okay? Hey, Jessica.
Hi, Bert. I love you guys. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you. This one's going to be strange, I think. Okay, so if the headline is I'm getting pregnant by a stranger, what's the origin story?
Well, the origin story is I am getting up there in age, so I decided I'm going to have a baby by a stranger. I saw this guy, we met on a dating app, and he has the physical features that I would want my child to have. I mean, he's tall, he's 6'4", 6'5". Sorry, Bert.
That's okay.
I'm tall.
You guys don't need to apologize for me for being short.
My God.
You know what? Organize a 5K for me. That's all I need.
Mo's only 6'3". You want to apologize to him?
Actually, yeah. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm also tall. I'm 5'8", 5'9" on a good day.
Again, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Bert.
She doubled down.
He's athletic. I'm athletic. He's very intelligent. I consider myself very intelligent. And so, yeah, I see a D1 scholar baby in my future.
Okay.
Here, so
you could have actually continued to apologize to me. You're smart. Sorry, Bert.
Athletic.
I'm athletic. Sorry, Bert. All right. So you see this guy and physically he's everything that you would want in a future baby who is going to grow up to be a man or woman.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. But I do not want to be with him at all.
And what can you explain why you don't want to be with him?
I just noticed some things about him that I've dealt with in a previous relationship that I'm just not trying to deal with at this point in my life.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, I could just tell he's just going to be a headache as far as being in a relationship, but give me the baby.
Okay, give me that baby. So I'm really interested on the words you used for the approach for this guy.
Yeah.
So we were in the middle of playing piano one night, and he was being, well, I won't put it all on him. We were both being pretty reckless, if you know what I mean. And so I said to him, hey, I'm not on any form of birth control or anything like that, just so you know. And he was like, okay. And then the next time I just brought it up, hey, I want to try and have a baby. And he was like, why do you want to have a baby by me? And I was like, why not? What's wrong with you?
You said, he said because you're everything Bert's not. Continue on.
And he basically said there's nothing wrong with him. And then I proceeded to go over his house that night and we start playing piano again. And this is what was And I know you guys probably think it's weird that I want to have a baby by a stranger, but to my close-knit friends, this is something I've been talking about for years. So for them, it's like nothing. But to hear it from him, it's like, man, why is he so chill about this? Like, something is up. Something is up. So I'm laying in bed after we're finishing playing with piano, and I'm about to get a little graphic here. I'm laying in bed with my legs in the air, making sure the stuff goes where it's supposed to go for like an hour. And what I'm doing is, we're just casually talking to each other, and I'm still thinking to myself, man, he's just too chill about this. What is going on? So I don't know. I just think there's, I don't know. He used to serve in a retired Navy. He served for like 16 years. And then there's a story behind that. He was forced into a retirement because of his, I don't want to put his medical condition out there, but he has a medical condition that would force him into retirement. And then I was like, well, why didn't they just like put you on desk duty or something? Why did you have to retire? And then the way he lives, he doesn't live like how someone who served in the military lives. Now, I know the economy is all over the place right now, but he lives in like a townhome apartment duplex, nothing wrong with that. It's just, it's not the best, and it's not in the best neighborhood. And when I first went over there, he didn't have like any furniture or he didn't have any appliances or anything like that. It was almost like he just moved there, and it wasn't in the best condition. But he also has a lot of pets, so I'm thinking maybe that's why he lives here. But like, why don't you own a house, my guy? Like, what's going on here? Like, his stories aren't. They make sense, but they're not. Okay. And then he got divorced. He got married when he was really young and divorced when he was really young. And, you know, you ask the question, well, what happened? And he said she just left for no reason. And I'm like, oh, my God, they never just leave for no reason. So what happened? What did you do? And he said, nothing. I just came home one day and all of her stuff was gone. And I'm like, yeah, no.
Okay. All right. Hold on. We got questions.
Yeah, Jessica. So, but why does any of this matter if you're just using him as a sperm donor?
Well, you also have to remember here because, yeah, you're looking at it physically, what you can see on the outside, but DNA is DNA. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in there that you don't know you're getting.
Like the medical condition.
Right. Or mental health.
But you wouldn't know any of this if your goal is to have a baby with a stranger.
Right.
That's kind of the point.
That's why sperm banks exist, and they do that in-depth research for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it might be too late because you already took the gunk.
Yeah.
Are you pregnant?
No. Not yet. But you're right. Why do I want to know all of this? Because I'm nosy. That's why.
Okay, but I mean, at the very base of this thing, it was all about physicality. At least my baby will come out probably looking like this dude or a version of this dude. So physically, you know what you get. But there, like I said before, there's a whole bunch of other things you're going to be getting that you have no idea about. If you're willing to take that risk with a baby, then go for it.
Yeah, I guess I just really want to make sure he's not married because, like I said, he used to serve in the Navy, and so he's been all over the world. So I just want to make sure.
What's your question for us?
I just want to make sure. My question is, will you guys do a background check on him?
Oh, that's what we're getting to. Okay. I don't know where we're going with this.
I didn't either. I feel like this should have come before
that ship has sailed. Okay. But all right.
Yeah.
I don't want you guys to send him the War of the Roses thing. I don't care about that. I just want to make sure I'm not having a baby with a married guy.
Okay, this makes sense now. Okay, let me go ahead and put you on hold. I'll have you talk to Tommy. We can reach out to our folks, and we can do that for you. Sure. Now I understand where we're going with this.
Been smart prior to putting your legs in the air.
Yeah.
Before
that's
the legs, Kristen.
Might be a little too late.
A little out of order in the process.
All right. Jessica, hold on 1 second, but she's not the only one that's done this. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so this does not sound like a crazy scenario to you.
No, not necessarily. My baby will be 2 next month. I met his dad on a dating app. I also have a soon-to-be 7-year-old, but I wanted him to have a sibling. I did not have the funds for a sperm bank, and I did not want to just go, like, complete stranger. Like,
you know, I didn't want to go to a bar or anything and complete stranger. So I actually met his dad on like Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, we talked for a while and he didn't have any children. And I was like, well, I want another one. And we had our baby. We are friends to this day. We find we're co-parent well, and we're not together.
So you literally said to him before you met him, like, I just want to have your baby based on our dialogue and what he looked like?
No, I met him kind of like on a, I just want to have fun. I'm bored. I had just separated from my ex-husband. He had just got out of an engagement. So it was just kind of like we were just chilling. We were just having fun. And eventually after chilling for a while, I was like, hey, I have this idea. This is what I wanted to do. And he said, I have no kids. This is what I want to do. And we had a baby.
And the two of you guys have an arrangement, and he is helping out with baby. He's a present father.
We lost her.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, no.
We need answers.
She's not a present caller.
Weird, man. I mean, it works for them. Works for them.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yeah. Fire.
The Bert Show.
A weekend our Burt's Big Adventure family will never forget, and a weekend Tommy here, our show director, probably will never forget as well.
Holy moly, what a weekend. Y'all, I got home last night at 2 a.m.
What?
2 a.m.
Why?
There may have been another issue with me running out of a charge on my TV, pulling my trailer, stuck on the side of the highway.
This is the reason why I don't.
It happened again.
I'm not getting those EVs.
Well, that's why I want a new Silverado truck that has like 460 miles of charge. So, right, but let's get on to the stuff we need to talk about.
Well, the real issue here is if you have a Silverado that you'd like to give to Tommy, can you give us a call right now? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
I'm taking all off.
And Cassie.
Bobby's VIP weekend at Bristol. Bobby, of course, one of our BBA kiddos, and I met with he and his family, his mom Emily, his dad Robert, stepdad Robert, and we had a glorious Sunday. First of all, the weather was fantastic.
This was one of the surprises that we did for Burt's Big Adventure. Before we took off, we surprised the family because they love racing.
Yep.
We said, oh, I know Chipper over at Bristol, let's get you guys hooked up.
Bobby loves anything to do with cars. If it has to do with a car, he's in. So racing, naturally, NASCAR, he's naturally in. He loved every second of it. And thank you to Chipper and his staff at Bristol. This place, I told Chipper, the guy that hooked this all up at Bristol, he's vice president of corporate sales. It's like Disney. Their level of commitment when it comes to customer service all the way around. Renee and I, my wife and I, stayed at the campground. We got there Friday, went to all three races, and then we met up with Bobby and his family on Sunday. So they get there, and we have our own liaison. Kurt and his wife, Tracy, took us around the track all day. They were assigned specifically to us. And Kurt's been there like 30 years.
This is you guys and the Burt's Big Adventure family.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And when I say us, I'm talking about Bobby. So
we take Bobby around the track.
Can we give a quick history of Bobby just so people understand
absolutely
what he's been through? So Bobby, one of our Burt's Big Adventure kiddos that went on the trip this past year with us. So it was actually May of last year that an MRI detected a tumor behind his left eye. And 3 days later, after a biopsy, they realized that he had cancer. So he immediately goes into cancer treatment at only 5 years old. He's administering his own chemotherapy. Like, this kid is just absolutely incredible. 2 months later, the tumor has shrunk, but he's not in full remission. He does 6 more weeks of treatment. And it was December of last year that he was declared cancer-free. So he celebrated by ringing the bell. And that very same day, Bert called the family and told them that they were going on Bert's Big Adventure.
So this dude's been through it, man.
He has been. And so during our send-off is when we surprised the family, because he loves cars and doesn't he also love washing cars? And mom says everything, like all of their vehicles are clean from how high he can reach down.
From like the handle down,
So he's obsessed with cars, and just this family is so sweet and so deserving of this additional surprise.
So Chipper called in and he said, I'll give him a VIP experience. But he told us they'd go down on pit road. They might have the opportunity to meet drivers. So we weren't exactly sure what the expectation was.
They pulled out all the stops. All right, first of all, before we get into it, I got a laundry list to run down of all the stuff we did. We got to thank Zaxby's. Our guy Fred over at Zaxby's, he hooked Bobby and his family up. Gave them airfare to and from Bristol, car, rental car, a boutique hotel, and $1,000 spending cash to buy souvenirs. So that's the first thing we did.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt and his wife, Tracy, they took us over in a golf cart to, we had the personal escort. We were chauffeured around in our own personal golf cart. So we go to the fan zone, and this is like, bouncy houses and all stuff for kids, and then all the shopping. And they've got every driver in NASCAR has its own merch trailer. And so we went around, and he picked out, I was proud of him, he picked a Jeff Gordon car. And he had that $1,000, but I said, Bobby, put away your money. Tommy's got a Burt's Big Adventure credit card.
Nice!
They gave me a credit card.
Is Jeff Gordon still racing?
No. He's retired, but we saw him. He was there. That's coming later. So we bought the Jeff Gordon diecast car. He loves the Braves. Bobby loves the Braves. And the Braves and the Reds are playing there at Bristol. They're turning it into a baseball field in August, and they're going to play. They had a Cincinnati Reds car and Atlanta Braves car. I said, Bobby, you're a Braves fan. Let's go see that Braves car. And he took a picture in front of the car. Loved it.
Did you have him key the Reds car?
And the one thing, he's so funny. He's all into cars, and you got all these cool race cars and stuff around. He wanted to see the sheriff's car for the local sheriff department in Bristol.
Very cute.
But then the thing he wanted most was a O'Reilly's, the auto parts store.
O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly's. Auto parts.
Yep. So they had these cardboard helmets we saw kids walking around with, and we had to find one of those for him. So he had his Atlanta Braves hat under the helmet. So we're walking around like that. So then we go from there, and we go to the garage and pits, because Bobby was hooked up with garage and pit passes. And we're going through, looking at all the cars, picking up. They have little standees of picture cards of all the drivers. He got every one of those. And then I happen to see, because I'm a huge, I'm like the Burt's Big Adventure NASCAR fan, and I'm so happy I'm the only one, because I saw former president of NASCAR, Mr. Mike Helton, standing over to the side, and I introduced Bobby to Mike Helton. So he got a picture with the vice chairman of NASCAR. And then as we're walking through pit road.
Yeah, none of us would have recognized that. No.
He could be in studio right now. And I go, who are you?
Are you a new sales guy?
We go way back. I met him in Talladega on the infield one time, took a picture with him. But anyway, then we get an official tour of number 10, Ty Dillon's hauler, where you go in, and this is where the pit crew hangs out and where everything's organized. And on the top of these haulers, they have a backup car on top of the hauler. They use every inch of space. And he had one of his crew members take us through, and Bobby got to peruse the health food drawer that they have. They have all these tool drawers, and one of them happens to be filled with candy. He had to rob the candy stash. They took us back in the back where they have this little lounge and all these computers, high-tech computers, where they run stuff on the cars and stuff. So we got to do that. And then Then after that, I have worked at radio stations that were a NASCAR station, mm-hmm. and I've got to work races, but I've never had this access before. Y'all, we went to the driver's meeting before, and every driver is there. All like 39 ran in the race Sunday.
They all from the NASCAR officials are starting to get all the instructions and directions about the race and stuff like that.
Like, I promise not to hit you if you promise not to hit me.
No, they don't really talk like that, but the NASCAR guys, like, just keep taking left turns. Like, nobody go right. So everybody just keep going left.
So Bobby is meeting drivers in there.
How incredible.
That is dope.
And also Johnny Bench, he was the grand marshal. He is a Hall of Fame baseball player from the Cincinnati Reds. He was like a 14-time All-Star. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So then right after that, they do the driver introductions. It's a huge production where it's like fireworks, music blaring, crowds going crazy, and the drivers are introduced one by one. Well, number 10, Ty Dillon, whose hauler we were hanging out with, Ty says, Bobby, why don't you come on out with me?
Come on.
So Ty brings his kid out in one hand, Bobby in the other.
I got the goosebumps.
And when he got, I got it on video. And goes walking out, and Bobby is, but that kid is not shy, not one bone in his body. He's like waving everybody, smiling. It was awesome. So we did that, and then the race started, and then we're on the infield at that point.
Did they let him drive? Was he in the race?
No, not quite. But we started watching the race from turn four. They have what's called the Sugarland Shine Roof. Sugarland Shine's like a moonshine, one of the sponsors. And they have the Sugarland Shines roof on turn four where you stand on top of the building and you watch the race. And you can see the whole track all the way around. But it was a little loud. And at that point, we hadn't thought about getting Bobby those headphones mm-hmm. to cover his ears because, you know, little kids' ears are very sensitive. So we watched a few laps there, and then we scurry under the track. You have to go under the track, and then we go up to a private suite. Food, drinks, unlimited, behind the glass. I thought about Molly Shannon and Talladega Nights.
It's a thing of vibration.
Because you can definitely feel the vibration. Yeah. So we're up there. We're eating. We're having a good time. Bobby's watching the race. And my wife, Renee, and Bobby bonded.
Oh, yeah.
She's so good. She's so good with kids. And matter of fact, at the end of this whole thing, Bobby said, y'all are welcome to come to my house anytime.
Wait.
That's not it.
Okay.
After the race, y'all, we went to Victory Lane.
No way.
We were there when the car pulls up onto the checkered floor
of
Victory Lane. Kyle Larson, he won the Saturday night race and the Sunday, and he came in second on the truck race Friday night. So he kind of dominated all weekend.
We sent the right guy.
Yeah, we did.
So we're up there. Jeff Gordon's there. The guys from Fox are there. Jamie McMurray and Chris, what's his face?
Dude.
The commentator from Fox.
Chris, dude.
And Chris Myers. So they were there. And we ended up, my mama called me and said, you were just on TV.
No way!
So evidently Bobby made it on TV. And then, so we're in Victory Lane. All the crazy stuff is going on.
Is that where they drink the milk?
That's Indy.
I'm sorry.
But they'll be shaking.
This is why I didn't go.
They'll be shaking some kind of beverage and it's flying everywhere. Okay. So they have a humongous trophy. The family got to take a picture with the trophy.
Oh,
we took a picture with the winner and the crew chief, Kyle Larson and the crew chief. We took a picture. Then they present, because I don't know if you know this, Bristol is the last Coliseum, and they give all the winners of the race a sword, an actual like gladiator sword. And so we were up there taking a picture with them with that. And then they got hats from Food City. Food City 500, they were the sponsor of the race. They got hats, and they got Kyle Larson, the winner, to sign the hat.
Dang, man.
That is fire.
So it was a
full day.
And then after that, Bobby, that boy's got some stamina.
Oh, yeah, I know. Dude, I was partnered with him at Disney, and we did not stop.
They said, Kristen ran us ragged. And so after the race, place. We met up and we went and ate barbecue, and we didn't leave. We didn't part until like 10 o'clock that night. So it was like 12 hours strong that day with Bobby at Bristol.
Oh, it sounds like y'all had an amazing time.
What a time for that family, man.
Amazing.
What a time for that family and our Burt's Big Adventure family.
Yeah. Great time for Tommy and Renee. And also Bobby, our Burt's Big Adventure family.
Hey, big time thank you to Bristol, to Chipper, man. I mean, you talk about from top to bottom making that VIP. That's what we're all about.
That was some red carpet through and through.
Big time thank you to Bristol. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
You're going to see a lot of headlines and commentary, including some from us, that the space launch that happened yesterday with Katy Perry and Gail King and Lauren Sanchez, Jeff Bezos' fiance, you're going to see that it's a lot of people feel like it's out of touch.
I think inspiring is the word I would not use.
It wasn't inspiring for you, however, because we have a platform on here, like, we don't want to yuck people's yum, right? Like, if this is your thing and this makes you happy, by all means. Now, I get to this extent and the amount of money it took and the way how they were promoting it, and it came off disingenuous in certain aspects, and that this was just a ploy, and look at what's going on in the state of the world right now, so why are we focusing on something like this? Like, I get the criticism, but I also feel like what's getting lost in the criticism is the other women who were on the flight that very well deserved to be there and actually had something to say and can, like, this could be beneficial for young women in STEM.
That's a very nice thought. And I think the manatee has put a light into you that we didn't see coming.
The spirit of the manatee is really coming through. Yeah, the spirit of the manatee. Listen, look at you. You even have a manatee color shirt on. Yes, I am. I'm wearing my gray manatee shirt today. It was like, I've been embodied by the manatee. So let me share this real quick, because Cassie was kind enough to share about one, because we're hearing about mostly Katy Perry. And
to be fair,
Katy Perry's obnoxious. I get it. Like, I understand.
When you go up into space and you spend all 11 minutes in space looking at the camera flashing a weed from your backyard, it's a little,
her daughter's name is Daisy. It was sentimental that she took a Daisy.
I just feel like they could have found a better Daisy.
This thing was a big old eye roll.
So foolish. All right, I'll make you feel better. You want me to make you feel better? So, Aisha Buck.
I feel fine.
Come on, inspire me. I'm not going. Listen, when we lose our radio jobs, I might need to go back to school. So inspire me to go into STEM.
All right. So Aisha Bowe was one of the six women on Blue Origin's first all-female flight. You don't like the word crew, so I'll say passengers.
They are passengers.
So Bowe, an Ann Arbor native, is the first female UM alumna and sixth Black woman to make this journey to space. She's a former NASA rocket scientist.
Fantastic. Has earned her earned her seat on there.
She has since launched a tech entrepreneur career as the founder and CEO of STEM Board Engineering Firm and creator of Lingo, a coding kit for students to learn STEM skills.
Fantastic.
She said, this is the work that should be done.
Yep.
She said this mission is about redefining what's possible and showing young people, especially girls, that they belong in every field. Bo opened up about how her late father, who just passed away this past January, reacted to the news because she got to tell her dad that she was going to space.
Nice.
And she said, before he left the earth, I have a beautiful text message from him that says, when he found out that I was flying, that all the people before him and all the people after me are proud of me.
That's beautiful.
And she admits she wishes her father, who wanted to be an astronaut himself, could have seen her take flight, but at least he knew she was going up into the atmosphere.
That's beautiful.
That's genuinely beautiful.
She's not a passenger. She is crew. On that flight.
She is an astronaut.
She's crew.
She should have kissed the grail.
Yeah, Katy Perry was having a moment. When she got out of that spaceship thing, when it landed back on the ground, I mean, she walked out, put the little weed up in the air, looked at to the sky
the
where they
daisy
just were.
For her daughter.
Twas a weed.
Twas.
And then she got back on the ground. She kissed the ground where that weed came from. She said, I love you, ground. Thank you for this weed.
Yes. And also was Lauren Sanchez, who has really nice cheekbones.
That she paid for.
Yep.
Bezos.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay.
For
now
more.
Now I feel fine.
Yeah. For more inspiring stories to encourage young women to go into STEM, don't head to your favorite listening platform to listen to the Burt Show podcast.
The Burt Show.
You will never be more present to how completely unaware, unself-aware, not self-aware,
not,
and selfish people are than when you are traveling through an airport or on a plane. It's the worst. It really does. I mean, people stopping right in front of the escalator and they're on their phone so you can't get around. They have no spatial awareness whatsoever.
I'm doing my best to raise a good human who has spatial awareness and who is kind and thoughtful while flying. We flew down to the Keys last week. Jimmy has his own seat. I'm making sure he knows not to kick the seat in front of him. I'm making sure he knows not to mess with the tray table because that's attached to the person in front of them, that he can't sit there and whip the window shade up and down, 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 because it's driving his mother crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I want him to be a good human, which makes you a good flyer.
In my mind's eye, I literally pushed somebody down the escalator the other day at the airport that was quite literally on their phone in front of the only escalator that goes down.
Uh-oh.
So nobody could get to the escalator. That's where they decided to take the call. In my mind's eye, I pushed them down the escalator.
And you didn't?
I did not.
Very proud of you for that. Because two crimes against airplane nature were committed against me on my flight to Tampa last week. And I'm very upset by this. And I feel like we need to put out a PSA as to what each airplane seat dictates your responsibilities and privileges are. Because I pay extra for a certain seat on the airplane because I like to enjoy the privileges that come with that extra $49.99. So
this is a debate as old as the Wright brothers.
Exactly. When they founded the beauty of flying, when they figured out the physics, they really should have put this in like the code book as well, because I like to choose the window seat. I like to have full control of the window. For me, yep. I'm very sensitive to the light. I don't like to have it shining in my eyes. When you're literally closer to the sun than you will ever be when you're in an airplane. And the fact that some people like to have that window shade all the way up makes me angry. So I sit in the window seat. I pay that extra fee so I can have control of it.
All right. Are we talking about the seats where you have like 1.5 windows, or is it just one window that you control? Because that half window one, that confuses me.
Well, here's the thing. On this flight, I was in a seat where I actually had control of two full windows. I had two windows. This was a big responsibility. I had a big responsibility to pay to the rest of the people in the cabin to make sure that I had the right amount of dimming, just enough light to where it wasn't totally dark, but just enough to where it was like a pleasant ride. So I'm sitting there in my window seat. And of course, sitting next to me is a rather large man in the middle seat. I'm a little confused. I'm like, I don't know why you would choose this seat when you're like, you know, a prominent sized man. But alas, this is a free country. You're allowed to choose the middle seat if you want both armrests. Those are your privileges and your responsibilities in that seat. So I'm sitting in my window seat And this man immediately spreads his legs. Spreads in the middle seat. And so now I've got to like crouch into the gross airplane wall so that my knees aren't just bumping into his for the entire flight. And not only that, upon takeoff, this man reaches across me.
He does not.
And he opens up the window in broad daylight at 10:30 a.m. in Atlanta after we've taken off. He decides to open up the window and
the audacity.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what time of day is. You don't reach over somebody and mess with their window.
Never.
What did you do?
The stank glare that I gave this man could have launched 1,000 ships. I looked at this man with full bee eyes and just, I didn't say anything, but everything I needed to say was within that gaze.
You didn't adjust the window back to where the original position?
Well, I struck the fear of God in him and he immediately wiped it back down.
That's even better.
That is a good stare.
Because I was big mad because this is a big pet peeve of mine because I paid that $50 so I don't have to worry about whether or not I'm going to be blinded by the sun for the entire 2-hour flight. So I look at him, I give him the daggers, he looks at me, he crouches a little bit within himself. This 6'5" man is now terrified of me and my little window seat, and he immediately puts it back down and we sat in uncomfortable silence, thankfully, for the rest of the flight.
Need to teach a class in that look.
Oh my God, I should. I it's like just the stankler. You do it real quick. You look him directly in the eyes. You tell yourself not to fear confrontation because confrontation creates productivity, and that productivity produces that window shade going down. So I'm very proud of myself. So this is your PSA. Do not manspread when you are in the middle seat of a plane. And don't touch my window seat.
All right, now I got one that's going to be a little bit controversial. And people are split on this, that if you should ever use the recline on the seat or not. I personally believe it's available to you. You can recline. Mo, you don't like that at all.
It's just my height, man. I look behind me. That's my only thing, right? Like, I will look behind me. If someone smaller is sitting behind me, I will recline. But if I look behind me and I see someone is 6'4", 6'5", behind me, I will not recline. So a lot of the time, people, and I don't even get mad that people recline. What tends to happen is people will attempt to recline and realize they can't because my knee is there or my leg. Yeah. I can't move my leg. So instead of them just looking and going, okay,
you should have
there's a rather
them.
Large man behind me. Let me relax. They start jamming it and then get mad at me. It's like, what do you want me to do?
Remove your legs. You have one choice, obviously. Amputation is the only
That's
answer.
That's all I got.
I had a guy on the flight down to the Caribbean last week that reclined his chair before I even got into my aisle.
Oh my God.
I couldn't put anything underneath the chair or anything like that. And even in my small stature, I couldn't get into my seat.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should look to see what's behind you. That's all I'm asking.
So I did the mature thing and pushed him from behind. And he adjusted his chair.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save-